Monday, August 7th, Board of Commissioners meeting at 3:00 PM.
I'll call the county, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Stand for the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Sheree.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes, here.
I'll make a motion to excuse Marty from this meeting.
I'll second it.
All right, Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay, current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board and meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The Dakota County Board of Commissioners reserves the right to adjust the order of items on this agenda if necessary. The first item is the public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment.
Hopefully you don't have to limit me.
All right.
I'll be brief.
All right.
I'm Mike Carlson with Probation Office and here in South Sioux.
All right, have a good day, sir.
Hey, I can live with that. I can handle that. So, next week, I think you guys are invited to Justice coming here on Tuesday, the 15th. Once he leaves here, he's coming to our office for the next 2 hours. I would encourage you, it's kind of a unique opportunity to showcase Dakota County and what the reporting center, our office, does. So I would just give you these as handouts.
So he's coming here for a luncheon?
He's coming here around noon for the luncheon.
And then he's going to your place?
Come to our place from 1:30 to 3:30, and then he's going to the Marriott for the evening, and then I think he's in Winnebago on Wednesday. So.
It's kind of a big deal, is he?
It is a very big deal. Yeah, it's a unique opportunity. I was telling Bob earlier, he does a summer tour each year. It's a different route. This year, he's starting Tuesday in Hardington. I think he's sitting in Columbus and Schuyler. And yeah, then hitting Hardington and coming here and then going back south on Wednesday and Thursday. So.
So he'll be at your place around 1:30 then?
Around 1:30, yeah. As soon as they're done with the luncheon here, they'll come down there.
So is there a time, Mike, at your facility that or just any time?
Any time.
Any time.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with him for 2 hours. It might be 3:00. We might be done, wrap things up. I don't really know.
Right.
We're going to do a little presentation and talk about our business there and what we do. And you guys have supported us all the way along with everything as far as the reporting center and how we do our business. So we appreciate that. So I thought we'd come down and extend the invitation to you guys as well.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I like this invitation better than the first invitation, meaning the dinner, the lunch.
Oh, or yes.
I just short and brief.
I just got to worry about snacks and drinks.
Yep.
We're good. So.
Okay, the 15th, that's good.
Yep, that's all I needed.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. Hey, thanks for all you do, too, all right?
Thank you.
Any, Don, not on the agenda?
I just wanted to touch base. I did contact Bank First again because the interest rates went up. We were getting 5.12 on the investments and main checking, and now they agreed to increase it to 5.26. I contacted them and told them that Ann Pate was offering 5.307, but that was the highest they would go. First, they wanted to give us 5.15, and I said, you know, with the millions of dollars we have with their bank, they needed to do better, I thought. So
good.
I'm just leaving it there with them because they have increased it twice now, so we're getting closer. Remodeling, I don't know if you've been down in our area.
Oh, yeah, I was there today.
Total chaos.
A little crammed in there, isn't it?
They're taking the other three cubes out today. Tomorrow, the carpet guys are coming. We're starting to remove carpeting. They'll be there tomorrow and Wednesday. Hopefully they can get done. Office one is coming back on Thursday to start because they're starting with Jaleesa's end, working this way, or that way, I guess it is. And hopefully they can get some cubes put back together so RTI can get back here and get us put back together, and then start installing the rest of the furniture when the carpet's all installed.
You know, the beautiful thing about all that is, it's going to be hell for a moment, but it's almost like having a road, you know, that is banged up, and you got to do a detour, and then once it's done, you know what I'm saying? It'll be rewarding.
It's worth the wait. God's teaching me patience.
It'll be good.
Yeah, but it'll be worth it in the end, for sure. Hopefully, what I'm planning on doing, because those three cubes and windows will not be able to be operable, is have those girls work on title work that hasn't been able to be addressed for quite some time, meaning titles that have already been processed that they need to proof so we can get them scanned. So those three are not going to, you know, be sitting there doing nothing. They're going to be working too. So just wanted to get you up to snuff just where we're at. Bob, I wanted to address the mats also. Thank you for getting those mats.
That was discussed at the safety meeting earlier.
And what was decided?
I think we're going to get some quotes from somebody on some other ones that have a little better backing and et cetera. So.
Okay, thank you, because that needs addressed. Thank you.
Okay. Any other items not on the agenda? All right. Then moving right along to item number two, consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, July 24th, approval of payroll claims July 23rd to August 5th. Those are in order today. Approval of accounts payable and approval of veteran service officer quarterly report. Do we have that, Cherie? Thank you. April to June 2023. Yep. So all of those are.
I have a question.
Yes.
When we do claims, is there any way that we can have that maybe emailed to all of us?
I do.
It's kind of like a cheat sheet that she sends.
The accounts payable.
So if you want to see everything, you need to come.
It's emailed to you, and then I print off a copy of it.
I don't believe I got one for.
There isn't any AP today.
Okay, but so I missed one, and Scott and I kind of, the last meeting I don't know, I guess I didn't realize about one more, and I guess we rely on two people to look at claims and accounts. I never saw it, and it's partially my problem too, because I didn't come in and look, and I should have, but. So
it comes as accounts payable claims, a PDF, and it's usually about 15 pages long.
Does that list vendor, et cetera, et cetera?
Joan did it for years, and Sheree does it. Yeah, but one of two things. If you want it via email, correct me if I'm wrong, please, or Joan used to mail them out in a yellow envelope. Okay.
We used to mail, but the mail is slowed so much now that
it doesn't get there.
Mail it on Friday, you guys don't
have it. Yeah, but on her emails, you can click on it and it'll show you, like, the county attorney's office, what they spent and who the vendors were, the road department, et cetera. Yeah, it's all there.
What days are they usually done by? Is it the week before the meeting usually? I mean, can the guy come in like Thursday, Friday?
I send it as an attachment on Thursday with the tentative agenda. The attachments.
Yeah, and anybody, as you know, or you know too, is welcome to look at any claims anytime every month if you want, just because it's your month or not your month.
Yeah, if it's not your month, they sit right there inside the clerk's office anyway. So.
Right.
But is that everything good? Can I make a motion on the consent agenda? Are you good?
Yep.
So that's your motion, Scott.
That is a motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve the consent agenda today.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. Item three, new business and resolutions. Public hearing. Item A is public hearing for the purpose of receiving evidence, either orally or by affidavit, from the applicant and any other person bearing upon the property of the issuance of a liquor license for the following business: LNA County Events, Country Events, LLC, doing business as LNA Country Events, 1265 Moody Road, Jackson, Nebraska, for a Class 1 beer, wine, distilled spirits on sale only. So at this point, I will open the hearing. Is there anybody here that wants to speak in favor of this? Yes, sir.
Hi, Jeremy Saint, the Prairie Health Law Firm, attorneys for L&A Country Events LLC. Just wanted to let you guys know we've been working with Kevin Peterson, the manager of L&A, and we've got everything in order with the state. All of the training's completed and the information submitted, and we've reached the point in the process where we need to come to the commission and assure you as the local governing body that we're not doing anything too crazy out there. So
okay.
We think we've got everything in order. We think, you know, the event center itself is set up for weddings and similar events, and so the license is just to be able to serve alcohol in connection with those types of events, and so I think it fits in well with the neighborhood and will be a nice addition for the county.
I like the way you said there ain't gonna be nothing crazy going on, but if you throw Kevin Peterson's name in, that's
what's going on.
How many people can you seat out there, like at a wedding then?
We're gonna be right under 300.
Awesome.
You guys have security? You guys are you gonna have security there?
Yeah, Ryan's gonna be security.
I'm sure you're gonna probably test the water, Kevin, and see how it goes and et cetera, and if you have to. I mean, I remember my little 4th of July parties towards the end, I had to have just the minor drinking is all it was. That's all it was.
Much more involved in this than what I ever
imagined. Yeah.
But no, it's everything's going to be taken care of right up to
the... It looks like it'll be a great setup for you guys out there.
You know, when you go down that hill into that valley, I mean, it's and how we're going to design it, what we're going to do, it's really going to look neat.
We just
need to get some gravel on the road there. So
right there, that lady right there.
And
now we appreciate you.
Well, it is something the community needs too, because my daughter got married last year, and you know there's just not a lot locally available. So I think it'll be a great thing for the community.
We really haven't advertised much, and what have you had for people that have contacted?
Right around 10 have contacted without any photos or anything,
wow.
Just with the idea of knowing the location, pretty much.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Sounds awesome. Thank you.
Anything else, Jeremy?
No. Just wanted to make sure
okay.
You guys didn't have questions.
Okay. Anyone else here to speak in favor? All right. Anyone in opposition? Any neutral? Seeing none, I will then close the hearing on this and then move on to item B, board to approve or disapprove the issuance of a liquor license for L&A Country Events, doing business as L&A Country Events, 1265 Moody Road, Jackson, Nebraska, for Class 1 beer, wine, distilled spirits, on sale only.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion by Brian, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay.
Good luck. We'll see you at the party.
Thank you.
Okay, item C, approve or disapprove a special designated liquor license for Walt Butterham, I think, maybe, of Siouxland for a fundraising event on September 3rd, 2023 from 1 to 10 p.m. at the location of 500 142nd Street, South Sioux City.
Yeah, again, these people come twice a year to us, and they put on a really classy event. I've been to it a few different times, so,
mm-hmm.
I will make a motion to approve for those folks to have their gathering from 1 to 10.
They had one.
This year,
yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. I hear the music a little bit, and I like it.
I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve, I'm assuming. Call the roll, please.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay. Item D, board to approve removing Ted Pifo and Willard Johnston and adding Nicholas Neiman, Veteran Service Officer, and Cherie Conley, County Clerk, as authorized signers on the account at Bank First for the Veteran Service account.
You know what? And it makes sense. I get it. Prove it. But how in God's name is Ted Pifo still on?
Well, and you guys approved this at the last meeting, but I didn't realize that Ted Pfeiffer's name was still on there, so my motion didn't have his name in it.
Okay,
so
okay. Need to have his name in so it. On D, to approve removing Ted and Willard and that Nicholas, okay, I will make that motion. Veteran Service Officer and Sheree Conley, County Clerk, as authorized signers. Bank okay. First.
Second.
Motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Item E, approve resolution 23C-019 to declare the following items as surplus to sell on Big Iron. First item is 2011 Caterpillar motor grader 140M2. A second item is 700 Coates tire balancer, third AC/DC electric welder, and Alcoa pressure washer 14 gallons. Comments?
Well, I was just going to say we got our new motor grader coming in April, and we kind of talked about refurbishing this one, but decided.
Yeah, we decided. We did you talk to him, Troy, about that?
Yeah.
And I reached out to some people and talked about it, and it's still a 2011. I know it's you got the paperwork and etc., but I'm for the monies, you know. I just $350,000 versus $330,000 versus. I mean, I know you can pick and choose what you want to do, but $330,000 versus $500,000. For $70,000 more, you got a brand new $170,000. I mean, I don't know. So, anyways, point is, this is going to go on. Mm-hmm. What did they think it's worth? Can I ask?
I have no idea.
Nobody knows. 30.
The Big Iron guys, if you ask them, they should be able to look at previous sales and give you a really close idea.
Yeah. I'm just curious of what we thought. Or
I can't remember. We did one last year.
Wasn't that 30 some grand it brought or something?
One. I could be lying to you, but I think one was $30,000, and then another one was $54,000. Yeah. Put them two of them on there.
And that's our best bang for our buck.
It's probably the best source to get your best bang for your buck. Do you agree?
I think getting a new one's the way to go.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as the selling at the Big Iron.
Oh yeah.
I mean, a lot of people are on that. Look at that, a lot of people. It's huge. So, okay, so then the 700. The tire balancer?
The tire balancer. So we have not used that. We used to use it when we did the new tires for the sheriff's vehicles, but because they're rated, you know, at a higher speed. Anyway, we don't do it anymore. Okay. Actually, when we get new tires, we're...
The welder is just something that's old?
The welder and the pressure washer, they've been stored away for... I think Keeman said that welder was... old 30 years ago and probably doesn't work. They've been stored in the back.
And the Alcoa, is that diesel or what is that? Do we know?
Okay. No idea.
Doesn't matter.
It's just been sitting back in the back of a trailer. We bought that in 1999.
Okay. And it hasn't been used for
a very, very long time.
So. That might be good merchandise for somebody.
Anyway, those are the four items.
Anyways, okay, yeah, so I'll make a motion to approve on a resolution 23C-019 to declare the following items as surplus to be sold on Big Iron. The Caterpillar, the balancer, tire balancer, the welder, and then the Alcoa power washer.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, then moving along then to item four, old business and miscellaneous road report.
Do I have it?
What did you say? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you send it to me? I did. Mm-hmm. I was in a safety meeting. Do you want me to make copies of it real fast? Or do you want me to read it off?
You can just read it off.
Okay. So we had 261.5 hours maintaining, 32 hours of overtime, 48 hours on trees, 10 hours bridge maintenance, North Bluff Bridge. We patched some holes on there. 127.5 hours on Hall Avenue, Culver, 28.5 hours on 164th Street, 4 hours on 260th Street Culvert, 72 hours hauling gravel, 6 hours on the magnet.
Did you get out there?
Yeah. Yay.
Was it last Wednesday or Thursday? One of the guys drove around and did that.
What roads did they?
I don't know.
It was out by Ellinger's place out to there.
Yeah, and then the one.
I know Blyberg.
Blyberg, yep.
Elmo.
Yeah, it was out in Elmo, that area.
He spent 6 hours doing it. Of course, you're only doing 10 miles an hour. Yeah, pretty slow. So I didn't ask him how much stuff he got off of it.
I think I told Brent or maybe somebody, but if they're tied up and they have nobody to do that, if you need something done like that, I'd be more than happy to go out and do it. Okay.
Jolene, oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. 1,186.14 tons of 3/4 clean. 17.5 hours on sign repair and grading gravel concerns on T Avenue.
Okay. That email or that message I sent you the other day, or that picture that was sent to me, and you mentioned that road was scheduled to be worked on. Do you know when?
As soon as it dries up. Operator tried to do some stuff out there, and it didn't hold with all that rain. We got about
so
an inch and a half
week,
of rain out there. If the weather cooperates.
Okay,
with us.
So it's on the immediate.
Yeah.
What road is this, can I ask?
T Avenue, straight north of Emerson, County Line Road.
Okay, that's the one that. No, that's not the one we were talking about prior, where the hill.
No, that's S.
She's okay. The one that
I wanted to just respond to this person and my, you know. If I said it's on the agenda, well, like when? That's the next question, you know. Soon. Sooner than later.
Right.
Okay.
I had Stapleton send me a video of a truck backing in, you know, with their cameras and a car coming down along there and around the corner, you know, going east to west and slammed on his brakes, went, you know, about hit the side of the truck, you know, and she wanted to know what the sign situation was.
I actually just talked to Chad this morning, and he promised to have it complete by the end of this week.
Okay,
so
good.
We could get her signs up. He went out there and used the radar gun, finished the study, just need to compile the information.
You know, when they put those the signs out there, I'm assuming that kind of does that store and tell how fast people are going? Okay. So, and the stupid thing is, they stick it right when you turn the corner, and then there it is. You can see it right in front of you. Okay. So, it's almost like it needs to be kind of hidden a little bit, and I don't think you get the true, you know, accurate
speed. That's why
I don't think so, anyways.
We did.
The gun and
the gun and the thing.
Okay.
So, because one side he didn't like the way the one reported, and I don't know, maybe if somebody could see it on that one end, it made a difference. He said the fastest anybody was going on that road when he was out there was 61, and the lowest was about 35. He said there could be a tree that gets trimmed back that could help with sight distance, and a trailer up there by Stapleton's that could probably be moved to help as well.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Well, the main thing is, I think what they're after, they'd love to see the speed limit lowered, whatever. If it ain't beneficial, if it can't happen, it can't happen. But at least the signage, whatever signage does for people, okay, I think it's like they're going to do what they're going to want to do anyways. That's the way that I look at it. But if they want signage, then at least they have signage out there.
Right.
And that can't stop us from putting signage out there, right? Whatever his study reads?
No, because, I mean, for one thing, coming from the west headed east in there is no sign. There never has been. So I was always afraid people were coming off 20 and hitting old 20 and still doing 65 because there's nothing to tell us to reduce speed. But Chad said he never saw anybody going that fast. And I can't remember.
We never had anybody on our old surveys going
that fast.
I think there was maybe one or two, like 70 towards the evening, but there wasn't any excessive 80, 90 mile an hour speeds. I think when they finally get Kingsbury open, all that traffic will alleviate from the outskirts here.
You know, the problem is these people working on these bridges, they opening them up one day and the next day they're closed. So people don't have no idea what's going on. So it's like, I just keep going my same route, you know, the route that they're doing is all Highway 20 until it's all open, because it's from every other day to every other day. They're getting there. Again, it's one of those things where it's frustrating, but once it's going to be all done, it's going to be nice. Yeah. And just taken for.
And once they're done with that, then we can go out back out and finish the shoulders too on Old 20. So that's kind of holding some stuff up. But yeah, Chad promised me by the end of the week.
Okay. So. Well, we'll just be curious, but maybe we should just ahead of time maybe start maybe looking at the signage to put out there and get some locates just to. You know, put them at ease, if that makes any sense. Please. Thank you.
Jolene, on the road out front here.
Okay.
I think, you know, just for our sake, we should probably, I don't know if we rebid it. You know, we had Frank's asphalt. We had an estimate from when. This is when Kevin was still here.
From April, yeah.
Yeah, and involved with that. And I don't know who he all contacted.
And I don't either. And maybe Kim needs to look in on this, because you guys did sign for him to go ahead and proceed.
For who, Oban?
No, Frank's.
Frank's asphalt.
So the
is Oban, he grind it down yet? Is he going to grind it down?
They were supposed to, or going to.
Okay.
But that was, Kevin was handling that, I guess, and so that didn't happen. And then I got a call from Frank's wanting to know about, you know, what about this road out here? And we did have an accepted bid, an awarded bid for that.
But it's just too old, no?
No, well, it's in excess of $10,000. So
right. So I don't know if Kevin asked at that time for more than one bid, and Jolene is not aware of that.
Man, I think he did.
If he asked
and
for
if he only
more
got one,
and only got one, then that's acceptable. But
and maybe we go to, can we go back to our minutes?
Yeah, sure we can.
Well, yeah, we can.
Able to.
And see how the conversation went with that. We'll do that.
Approved 417.
Right.
Yeah, because it might say, guess what? That was the only bid we had, and that's what we accepted.
But see, then that brings Oban into play. But that's okay. We'll get it figured out. Because wasn't Sheriff? Didn't we? Was that when we asked if you wanted the milling over there in your parking lot?
It was.
And you said no thanks.
Yeah.
You said no thanks. Correct. Okay.
I think we had more than one bid. I believe there was more than one on that.
Okay.
So we'll wait to hear back to see what the minutes said.
Yeah, we'll check that out. And then just real quickly while you're up here, we did just briefly on Dove Trail. We talked about Tim Lamprecht was here today and talked about that. It's a mess. And I don't know, I don't have any answer for you, and Tim didn't either. So we're still working on it. He's done some work or looked at some of that out there. Things don't seem to be lining up where they need to.
Things moved over the years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's so, about the only thing that happened, I think. I mean, what else could it
there's
be?
There's a discrepancy in the lines from when the last surveyor did the work. The surveyor had a line, and then a few years later, we did the area again. There's a discrepancy of 20 feet.
That's a lot.
Which is a lot.
A lot.
That's huge.
So he said in order, you know, you have this area he can look at, but to fix what's wrong here, he would have to go out in a bigger area to survey and try and look in to get this fixed. He's wondering how much we actually want to do.
Yeah, because he said he could... the more... It's kind of like the... and I at some point I thought of the old saying, you know, when you're in a hole, you know, stop digging, type thing. Because to fix it, there's if you go, because like Jolene said, it's 21 feet off the center. The
that seems impossible.
What is it? The county
that seems
line.
Impossible.
What is it that the right of way? So anyway, if you go west, where he thinks that it would be, you're into some people's
front yard.
Right.
Right.
So, anyway, I just want to let you know that he was here today and we talked a little bit about it. I talked to Jolene just briefly before we got in here. And
so Rick kind of brought this up, obviously, because, well, first of all, we talked about the trees and he wanted to kind of know, Rick Bosque, of what he, I think he knew it was a mess.
Well, okay. And they, I think Rick started to do something about 10 so years ago, Tim had said, and then it just kind of got dropped because of the mess. But I had Deb look into it, and we can't find anywhere where that road was ever dedicated to the county or to the city at the time, anywhere. So, and that might be right why the road is off so much, is because it might have just started as path, the shortcut.
And then all of a sudden, here comes the gravel, here comes this, here comes that. Yeah, I get it. I get it.
So anyway, I just wanted to bring it up and let you know.
Who named the road?
911.
That was
911 then, when 911 came about.
Yep.
That's how the road got named.
Okay, I mean, just curious if it was a path and how does it.
So that's just a FYI for everybody.
So,
on the dump.
So I just got a quick question then. So do we, and this could be a dumb question, do we proceed with Tim on keep investigating and spending money there, or do we try to fix the problem of what, you know, Rick's concern is?
We could get a couple estimates from tree people. We could do Dom, who's the one in Dakota City that does trees?
Swick.
Maybe have them give us a, go out and take a peek and see what it would take to get rid of some of them trees.
Because that was the issue initially, right,
yep,
Scott?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it was basically...
He was going to bulldoze them out, correct?
He wanted to pull them out and throw them, take them to his burn... to his burn pit, Rick did, and he said he'd take him a couple days, and he wanted $1,800 to do it. So maybe we can just double check, and if Rick is still interested in that, I don't know. But if
I'm just blowing
my head. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Do you want to keep digging, or do you just want to say, hey, let's just get rid of these trees?
The way Tim led on is he's spent a lot of time, you know, trying to fix the issue out there. But ultimately, might not even fix it.
Yeah.
With it being in people's yards and things like that. So I don't.
It just sounds like to me that maybe we should look at some tree prices and then just kind of sweep it under the rug and make.
Yeah, because
I
don't.
Right,
I don't honestly. I don't know what the goal is at the end. The end goal.
That bottom flood.
Yeah. Towards the road, it gets icy and it's shaded. Yeah.
Okay. It needs to build up, and then where the trees are, I believe. They'd put a ditch in there and let the water run back right towards the field.
Yep.
Okay. It'd probably be better if the trees were taken out permanently instead of just cut down too, don't you believe?
Yeah, well, I believe so too, yeah. Just pull them out. Well, when you start pulling them out too, then you're gonna have a lot of your ditch already kind of made.
Do those companies do complete tree removal, or do they just cut
them down? I think those guys just cut them down, and they probably do stump grinding, but I doubt if they remove them all the way.
Yeah.
And they'd have to go out of there to do the ditch, but...
You know, and the Rick, I think is... The remedy for what Rick wants to do is pull them straight out of the ground and get rid of them, and then there you are. You can do your ditch. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I think you're better off just to get rid of the trees completely. And I think they're shit trees, and I think they'll come out pretty easy for him. But he said he'd have a couple days, a couple guys doing it. So
where are we at then?
Well, I guess...
it probably cost a lot of money to survey that, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because we just need to figure out then what the... Like, have Swick
look at it.
I love
that. That was a great question.
Swick look at it.
What's that? Where are we at?
Yeah, so where are we at?
We talked for 10 minutes. I don't think we got anywhere.
No, we did. We did get somewhere.
So just get a bid from those guys just for trees so we just have a price.
Okay.
So just because.
Put it in perspective a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it won't be apples to apples, but...
And I guess there was all of them, right, Troy, if I remember right?
Yeah. And then those poles.
How many trees?
There's quite a few in there. Yeah, there's quite a few. They're just kind of staggered over.
Okay.
How many?
I bet there's 20 trees, isn't there?
It's been since the spring since I've been down there.
I guarantee if Rick is still interested in $1,800, I bet you these guys will be 10 grand.
Probably, at least.
At least, 10 grand. Yeah.
Well, then pay him 10 grand.
Pay him 9999.
It's pricey. Not Jesus.
Yeah, those guys got a lot of liability.
Okay. Anything else?
All right. Thanks, Jolene.
Hey,
just one quick question before you leave. I don't really matter, but you had 30 some hours overtime. Was that people working Friday?
Right.
Okay. Perfect. And if you get a few takers, good. Tell them we appreciate that.
Awesome.
We'll do.
Yep. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Jolene. Then item B is discuss and approve, which there are not any American Rescue Plan funding. Sheriff, did you want to comment on something while you're here?
I missed my boat.
You did?
Just about the email that I sent you.
Okay.
Do you want me to?
Well, we can. Let's go. Let's. We'll go under mail and or emergency business because we need to take care of it.
Okay. So,
let's do that first.
Yeah, I would say that's a pretty emergency business.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
So when we finally got our alarms fixed. The fire alarms in the jail, well, upon getting that done here just 2 weeks ago, when they put in the new HVAC systems, they didn't hook up none of the alarm system to it. So what the HVAC systems do with the merge changers is that the alarm system senses a fire, is supposed to shut them down so it's not blowing and stoking the fire in there. They didn't hook none of it up. The wires are just laying there. They didn't hook any of them up. So it's not tied into the fire alarm system.
Okay. So we need to contact Bosque, or if somebody already has it.
No, I haven't. Okay. That's kind of a board thing to me.
Do you know why they wouldn't be hooked
Bob,
back
Bob, if
up?
I could answer that question.
I mean, are these just like wires?
Yeah, Jesse says, we didn't realize it. And then two weeks ago when we had the new system getting updated, they were saying, yeah, none of these are hooked up. None of those air exchangers or the units have any of the sensor wires hooked back up to them. So I don't know what that entails, if that's a matter of, I'm sure it's just some relay or something in there they shut off when the alarm kicks on so they don't blow in air.
Who knew that, or who knows about that?
It's the fire alarm company.
Okay.
Who is it that we went with? AG, the Omaha place, yeah, that put the fire alarms in?
Uh-huh.
They're the ones that brought it to our attention.
Okay.
So as we are right now, jail standards or the fire marshal know nothing about that.
Okay.
So my next move was to see what the fire marshal said. I'm sure I would sooner not do that. Sooner like try to get a remedy before then.
Right. Okay. All right. Well then.
AFP.
Yeah.
AFP.
Associated Fire. That's what it was. So.
Are these easily accessible wires, or do you know?
They're on the roof.
Oh, they're on the roof?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
suppose
it.
If they climb
they're
up the ladder, yeah. It's all the exchangers and the HVAC systems all set on the roof.
Okay.
And all these sensors go to each one of those.
Okay. Everything just needs hooked back up.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I don't know if the units that we purchased, somehow they need add. I don't know anything about none of that stuff. That's over my pay grade there.
Yeah, okay.
I just know it's not hooked up, and if we have a fire, it's not going to be good.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll handle it, or we'll get involved. Okay, then.
Rodney knows about this? Sheriff, does Rodney know about this?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't.
Jesse knows about it?
Jesse's the one that brought it to me because
okay.
He got the letter.
I'm gonna get a hold of Devin up at Bosque and just tell him to get a hold of Jesse tomorrow about the rooftop wiring for
sensors. It ties into the fire system.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
I'll text him right now.
Item five is Commissioner Committee Report. Scott, anything for the cause?
I don't think so.
No?
I wish I had something for you.
Okay, Brian?
I have nothing at this time.
Control. I kind of feel like I'm not doing my job very well. But
anything? Just a couple of things. Kathy Wilchin had sent that email out earlier, the judge or who's ever coming on next Monday.
The Chief Justice.
Chief Justice next Monday. It's the 15th. I'm sorry, Tuesday. So everybody's invited. If you can't, you can't, but she needs to know by...
Today, I thought.
Today. And I think that's it.
Do you think you all got that email about going out to Cramper Lake?
Oh, that's August 18th. So,
I've seen that. What's it all about, anyways?
The rural water, I think they're, they're going into in the Cramper Lake M Avenue area. Yep. And I think that's what this is an invitation to us to, it's for a short presentation about the project.
Are they done with the water lines out there? Do you know?
I don't think so.
Still in progress. Work in progress.
Still in progress. So we were invited to that on the, that's on the 18th at 10 a.m. If anyone so desires. Three, any mail and or emergency business? I guess we already covered some of that with the sheriff. So,
Did you have anything?
No fiasco, have nothing.
Committees before, I didn't hear him say it, so I didn't know.
Did I go by you, Troy? No, sorry. We need a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Why did you second it? God damn it.
I'm
going
to stay here all night.
That's what I wanted to do.
We are adjourned. We are adjourned. Scott, are you going to email them, Devin?
I just did.